We still in the studio, Lil Eazy E, live in the 559, man. So how you been feeling so far, man?
Oh,
cool?
Man, real good, homie.
Excited about the album?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Prince of Compton, you looking out for
it really is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. That's going to be dynamite. One thing I want to ask you, too, about the album. You mentioned a couple surprises that are going to be dropping up on the album that I'm sure any old school Ruthless Records fans are going to love and appreciate.
Yeah, oh, most definitely. All of them. Yeah.
As far as other artists featured, I just read, I can't even remember where the hell I read it, but I heard that Akon might be someone you're looking at to maybe work with somewhere down the line.
We got a good relationship. It was cool. We chopped it up, and that's a possibility. If not, somebody in that field, in that camp of people, real Akon fans, they'll get the drift. You know what I mean?
Something in that field.
More younger version, hyper.
All right.
You know what I mean? So
didn't you do something recently? An event like with Akon. It was like a Boost Mobile event. Weren't you there a couple weeks ago? I thought I read something
about
that. Yeah,
I did a couple of events. Yeah, that Akon. Yeah, matter of fact, a couple of them. Yep. Yeah. It was a little charity event I did with Bust Rhymes, me, Akon, 3-6 Mafia, all of us. Yep, exactly. At Universal Studios. Yep.
That's dope. Mm-hmm. How was we saw a couple little behind the scenes thing floating around the internet at the BET Awards too. How would the BET Awards go?
Oh, most definitely good, fun, hot, you know what I mean? It's a little sad, only one from the West so out there representing like that, but it had to be, you know what I'm saying? It's just showing you as far as what's going to hold it down.
That's kind of like going along what we've been saying, though, man. BET is kind of generally, again, nothing bad against BET, but they've just typically been a non-West Coast kind of channel, man.
Yeah, who knows, maybe as far as just the content they feel comes with the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? But. Yeah. You know, they're finna be introduced to a star, a new one.
That's why I missed the box. You remember the box, man?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Man. You call in like a motherfucker. All kind of shit. Hey, one nigga, you see another little box?
Man, they used to show stuff. They never touch on MTV or BET.
They be ready
man.
For them little nasty videos. What? Hey, what number was that? 1995.
Real. You see at the bottom?
Yeah.
Pick two life crew.
Hey, did you write it down? Did you write it down? Damn, we got to wait till the motherfucker come back. Boxes of shit, though. You be late at night. Like, who the fuck ordering this shit? Like, be hot, you know what I'm saying? You put that Luke shit back on.
I'm waiting for that too short
that. Hell
video.
Yeah. We won't eat. They
used to play videos like back to back.
Yeah.
The same video,
hell
man.
Yeah.
People keep calling in for it.
You know, like, hell yeah, that's my play. I just did it right after you. But the box is this shit, though.
I miss that, man. You got to work on bringing something like that back,
oh,
man.
Oh, for real? That's what they need. They don't understand how much money they still do if they doing that shit. Man,
for real.
Just sitting at home like, I'm tired of seeing this shit. I'm just pay $1.99. See what the fuck I want, nigga.
The
cable bill. Mom's paying it anyway.
That's total request right there, man.
For real.
All right, well, let's talk about, before we got to go, man, I got to bring up another man who's actually, he rolled through the studio before, and I talked to him a little bit about you. I mentioned your name.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Heller.
Uh-huh.
What's your relationship like with Jerry Heller? Do you even have conversations with him? I mean, he's kind of doing his own record label thing.
Jerry's off in his land, you know what I'm saying? But,
right.
I mean, ain't nothing bad, ain't no bad spit. He has his own analogy of what he feels, his own story of certain situations that basically I just don't ride with as far as how NWA started and grew up anyway. But hey, that's fabricas. Everybody's gonna have their own story to say after the man has passed away, you know what I mean? But we've talked before as I got into this industry, and he had nothing but the best, you know what I'm saying? His good wishes, you know, try to help here and there when he can, but that's about it, you know what I mean? Ain't no bad ties.
Yeah, cool. Well, he seems to be kind of have something to do with maybe the career path that your younger sister, EB, she's actually doing something with music too, right?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, want to say, I mean, she shouldn't be, but that's the field that I guess Jerry and her mama feel is right. So, hey, you know what I mean? My father had a lot of baby mamas, you know what I'm saying? Not all of them was the smartest, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? So, hey, you know what I mean? I can't speak for the baby mamas, you know
what I'm
saying?
That's one of the realest things I've heard anybody say ever.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, all them just wasn't smart, and you know what I mean? So, you know, even my mama had some issues before in her life. But
who doesn't, though, man? Who doesn't?
That's her. That's her daughter, and that's how she wants to raise her and the angle she wants to go in with her. And you know what I mean? So, hey, it is to it. You know what I mean? As far as when I stepped in as a big brother and felt that she should go a different way, if she wants to be in any type of entertainment, get your ass on Nickelodeon or something right now, man.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be trying. What are you going to rap about?
Yeah.
What can you blemish? You were 3 years old when your father passed away.
That makes
sense.
You know
what I mean? What's going on? Besides the bush, mama can tell you, but you know, I love my sister. As far as anything else, like I told you, I can't deal with it. Just, he didn't hit my father, didn't deal with it, you know.
Yeah.
That's the space I'm not going to take, you know what I mean? Yeah. You just don't bring all that bush on me, thinking I'm easy, you know, senior. I'm junior. He wasn't fucking me, you know what I mean? So.
Well, I'm thinking just the last question that I asked you, man, I think just that topic, you can make a whole album just out of those stories.
You know what I mean? Oh, my, that's Prince of Compton, homie. I'm going to give you how it was, man. Yeah. Give you how it really is. Reality, homie.
Well, there it
is. You know what I'm saying? We know in reality in the hood, we still get money, but we're going to tell you how it really is, homie. You know what I mean? It ain't all fiberglass. You can't walk around here with the wrong colors on and representing it and think that, hey, I'm fly, you know, just because I got tight pants and all. You're going to get your head knocked.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So that's just it, what it is. Just reality, homie.
Cool.
So I'm trying to bring people back to what it is. It's what this world going through.
There it is. Well, pressure. I, for one, I'm telling you, man, just, I've said this many times through this interview, man, just as a fan, I can't wait. This is one of those CDs where it just takes me back to like the 90s when I was actually waiting for the CD to drop in stores, man. So I know you're going to be doing some big things.
Almost definitely, man. You know what I'm saying? And Fresno will know.
And I'd be kind of hard pressed, man, since I do have the son of Eazy-E. I would be hard pressed not to ask you this, man. I know you were young. We talked about you were young when he passed, but you were around a lot. What are some of the coolest, just dopest, fondest memories you got of just being around? I know there's got to be a lot, man.
Oh, yeah,
just
most definitely, man. It was, like I said, that situation I touched on at the Forum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We had a lot of different situations. Pops used to just funny shit, you know what I mean? I remember, matter of fact, when he busted the Evie's mama's windows out in front of my grandma's house. And had her ass sit over there for days and everything, and having girls come throw eggs on him and outside watching just Pops go off on her motherfucking ass. Then I'd witness him come in and kick down a door that he built back up for my grandmother, you know, his mama, to chase her ass. But it was a lot, homie. You know what I'm saying? Time just having fun, homie. We used to go to his house, just ride by, just do a little devilish, you know, shoot at coyotes and shit. But he taught me how to shoot my first gun, homie. So, you know what I mean? We got all kind of just some times. I think it was just to let you know. And he was in the shower playing it, homie. He's like, what you think about this? I said, it's hard. You know what I'm saying? It was one of my favorite songs. Just all kind of opinions about something, what's going on, just clowning. He's real jokester, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he was with his kids. Real funny, homie.
And that's the reason I wanted to bring it up, man, because, everyone knows, I mean, people like me, other fans like me, know Eazy-E as the godfather of gangster rap, the man who invented it. But you, obviously, before you knew him as Eazy-E, you just knew him as dad, man.
Oh, so, yeah, most definitely, homie.
And I just thought it was important to get what, like, your thoughts, man, and what you saw in that man that nobody else could.
Yeah, a real man. There's not too many out there.
And going along the lines, I know you gotta cut out pretty quick, man, but I just gotta say one of the dopest quotes I heard out of your mouth, or I read out of your, in an interview that you said, talking about Eazy-E, you said that gangster rap died with the man who created it.
Definitely.
And that was the realest thing I've ever heard. Like, no one could put it that blunt and just like that, man, because that's exactly what it is.
That's the truth. It's the truth. And only the real one's going to recognize that it's the truth, homie.
Real.
So that's the destiny I'm at, homie, to keep it out there, rebirth it.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, Lil Eazy-E, man, Prince of Compton, we're going to be looking out for it in September.
Yeah.
Between now and then, fans want to know what's up. They want to keep up
man.
The world of
Lil Eazy-E.
Let's kick it
off. What they want. MySpace and LilEazy.com. You know, you can hit me. Give information or check out phone Lil Eazy at EZECPT.com.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You go to Blackground Universal, NWA Entertainment, ENT, you know what I mean, .com, and that's it. Live in effect.
There it is.
And my space is me. I'm hollering back at you. You know what I mean? If I don't get back on time, I got a lot of you got to think, and they can come in and check his message. And it's 166 messages on the motherfucker. So you swooping through what you want first, check through them, then get back to the questions. And then, you know what I mean, stop with the ignorant ass questions. I don't give a fuck why my pictures is here. I don't want to hear no story about nobody said that they had my dog or bought my dog from here and there, about the album, about what's going on, support, conversations, or real questions. I'm there for you.
There it is.
Yeah.
All right, man. Cool. Well, since I don't want to have to go up on your MySpace to ask, but I'm just going to ask you right now then, is it cool if I take a picture of that badass piece you got hanging around your neck for the website?
Definitely. Yeah.
You got to see
check
what
it
my
out.
Man's got. Hell yeah.
For sure.
There it is. Lil Eazy-E live up in the building, man. Good luck with everything. Prince of Compton.
For sure.
September,
appreciate
gonna be
it.
Looking
Fresno,
out for
much
it.
Love, homie.
There it
Compton
is.
City Fresno.
That's
know.
It. That's a wrap.